Okay, we are continuing to learn Maseches Brachos. Today we are going to finish off Perek Dalet of Maseches Brachos with Mishnah Vav and Mishnah Zayin. Mishnah Vav is going to continue discussing kind of these awkward situations where a person needs to daven. Says the Mishnah, Haya Yoshev Besfina o Bekaron o Be'asta. A person is sitting on a boat, on a wagon, or on a raft. Yichavein Islibo Keneged Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. A person shouldn't stand up, it's shaky, it's dangerous, you're not going to be able to focus. Rather, what should you do? You should simply direct your heart towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Think about the Kodesh HaKadoshim, think about the Beis HaMikdash, think about Yerushalayim, and don't stand up. Certainly don't put yourself in any sort of danger, and don't you're not going to be able to focus by standing up anyway. The truth is you could use this Mishnah as a proof that even when if you're on a plane somewhere going, a lot of times people, you know, especially when you're going to Eretz Yisrael, you'll get people that are trying to get up and make a minyan, and sometimes it's challenging, there's turbulence, it's not so easy to get in the aisle, there are different people walking around and moving around, and it's certainly a challenge, and we could certainly use this Mishnah as a proof that it's certainly appropriate to sit in your seat on an airplane and to daven there and simply to think about the Beis HaMikdash and to think about Hashem in that way. Continues the Mishnah as we finish off Perek Dalet of Maseches Brachos. Perek Dalet, Mishnah Zayin, says the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, Ein tfilas hamusafin, ela bechever ir. Says Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, according to the Tanakam, we'll see there's a machlokas about exactly what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's opinion is, but says Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, according to the Tanakama, Ein tfilas hamusafin, ela bechever ir. That the tfila of Musaf, which we say on Rosh Chodesh, on Shabbos, and on the Chagim, on the holidays, can only be said, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, with a minyan. Tosfos Yom Tov points out the reason for this is because in Musaf, there are no requests, unlike other tefillos where we're beseeching Hashem, we're asking Hashem for things. Musaf doesn't contain any requests, and therefore, according to him, it is sufficient to say Tfilas Musaf only if you're with a minyan, and if you're by yourself, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you are not obligated in Musaf. V'chachamim omrim, the chachamim say, bechever ir, v'shelo bechever ir. Whether you're with a minyan or not, you should say Musaf, you're obligated in Musaf, whether you were with a minyan or not. And mipaskin, like the opinion of the chachamim. So we're about to learn a machlok, it's a different version of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, but regardless, we hold by neither of them. We hold by the opinion of the chachamim, namely, that you are obligated in Musaf, whether you have a minyan with you or not. Says Rabbi Huda Omer Mishmo, Rabbi Huda says in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Kol makom sheyesh chever ir, any city, any place where they have a minyan, you may not be part of the minyan, but they have a minyan. Hayachid pater mitfilas hamusafin. A yachid, an individual, is exempt, is not obligated in tfilas musaf. So whereas according to the Tanakam, according to the first opinion in the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, you are never obligated. And if you're a yachid, if you're by yourself, if you're one person without a minyan, you are never obligated in musaf. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda understands, no, that the only time that you're not obligated is if there's a minyan in your town that's davening. But let's say you're in a place where there's no minyan, or, according to Rabbi Yehuda, let's say during COVID when there were no minyanim in town, right? Or according to Rabbi Yehuda, if there are no minyanim in town, you would still be obligated in Musaf, even if you are by yourself. Have a great day.